This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host this hour. We're going to be taking your calls at 800-259-9231. Just before we came up to a commercial break last hour, I was going to Mike in Wyoming, and we ran out of time. So let's go to Mike in Wyoming. You want to talk about Islam? Is that right, Mike?
Islam and Vichy France, but Islam is more current. There's two areas where I think Alex is a little bit confused. Two areas, you know, he and I have kind of paralleled our studies over the years, but on Islam, he keeps calling it Islamic terrorism, and a year or two back, President Obama held a press conference, and he said these terrorists are not Muslims. This is not Islam. It may have been the only truthful thing he ever said. Back in the early 1800s, the British intelligence sent agents into the Middle East to radicalize Muslims. They bankrolled a man named Abdul Wahab, and mm-hmm. This is a guy,
a Wahhabist in Saudi Arabia. Yes.
Go ahead. And he gave a mandate to his followers to murder all Muslims. He hated Muslims. He hated the religion. He wanted to take them back to pre-Islamic, you know, mother goddess worship days. And I suspect a lot of Wahhabis today don't even know that. At any rate, England did that in order to try to destroy the Ottoman Empire. Turkey, what we call Turkey today, and this Islamic religion in general. Today, you've got the state religion of Saudi is Wahhabi Islam, which is Wahhabism, let's call it. Mm-hmm. Most of and Qatar's their state sponsored religion is Wahhabism.
Most people don't realize. Most people look at it as a monolithic thing, just as probably the Muslims
right.
look at Christianity as a monolithic thing. We don't understand that there's Sunnis and Shiites and Wahhabi, and they have very different approaches to things. But I think the key thing is that we see that our government, as you pointed out, even start having a role in the beginnings of Wahhabism. Our government is out there creating and arming and training Al-Qaeda, and they're creating and arming and training ISIS, and we see this being readily admitted. I think that's a key part of it. I think it's also interesting that when we see these shootings, so many times we see these guys behaving in a way that certainly would not be part of their religion. You know, they're hanging out with prostitutes, and they're going to topless bars, and they're drinking heavily and using drugs, and it's like, gee, these guys look more like they work for the CIA or the Secret Service. They're part of a religious organization.
For that, they are Satanists fundamentally. They want to go back mm-hmm. to pagan times. That's why there's such a resonance between them and the Kabbalists who control the New World Order movement. These mm-hmm. guys are basically the same. They want to return us to pagan values so that they have a pretext to kill 90% of humanity for Mother Earth. So these guys should not be confused with real Muslims, and I agree with the Muslim clerics on this point. Remember Mattson said he was over in Iran a couple months ago, and the imams were wringing their hands and saying, hey, these guys that are running on the black pajamas, they're not us. And he's right. These are the guys, it's these Satanists who are being bankrolled by the State Department and CIA. The other point is on Vichy France. So this one drives me nuts because I've argued this point with my cousin many times. You have to remember the historical context. Alex looks down his nose at the Vichy French. But remember, they had seen at least 20 years of 10 million people murdered, starved to death in Russia by the Yiddish-speaking bandits who took over that country. And so a lot of the French saw Germany as a bulwark against the Huns coming out of Russia who were going to sweep.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it's also, you know, it's just become a essentially a meme, just like Quisling, who cooperated with the Nazis. I don't think that, you know, just because somebody is wrong about something, it still doesn't excuse their collaboration. Thanks for the call. We're going to be right back with more of your calls, 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Dave Nidal, your host this hour. We're going to go back to your calls. Before we do, there was an article that got posted on InfoWars today. It's a clip from our show yesterday. We had a caller call in and say that he was forced to pay a hidden TSA fee in order to get his motorcycle. What he said was that there was a couple $100 fee, and the guy told him, yeah, we have to do all this paperwork and reporting for the TSA. We have to have them look to see if you're on a no-fly list before you can get a motorcycle. And we have to report to them if you're going to pay more than $2,500 in cash. The IRS has a $10,000 reporting limit. Of course, that's widely known. He said that the TSA, he was told by this vehicle dealership, that the TSA needed to be notified if it was more than $2,500. You know, we'll listen to what you tell us when you call in. We'll cover it, but we'll also try to validate it. I could not find, and I just want to make this clear, do an update to the story. I could not find anywhere where I could verify that, A, the TSA was looking to see if people were on no-fly lists before they bought vehicles. I couldn't find anything about that. I also could not find anything where there were any reporting requirements to them about cash at $2,500. There is a entry form for goods that are being imported that are more than $2,500. So I'm not sure why that guy was telling him that. Perhaps he was just trying to jack the fees up. Maybe they had had some discussions and the guy picked up that he didn't like the TSA and was just kind of blaming some of that on the TSA. I don't know. But if you can validate this, we're open to any information on it. But as far as I can tell at this point, that is not the case. We want to not make extravagant claims that we can't support here. We will always try to verify the information that we receive. Now, this is something that is being reported by the BBC. This is an article that Paul Joseph Watson has up on our website today. Office implants microchips under their employees' skins. This is a BBC reporter who goes to a Swedish technology firm and does this gee whiz article about how they're getting chips implanted under their hand. And actually, you can see him grimace when he takes the chip. Here, we got a clip of this. Let's play a little bit of that.
Here in the centre of Stockholm, a new high-tech office building is open to welcome startups and established companies like Google and Microsoft. But there's one key thing about the technology of the building, and that is that people who work here can be chipped to gain entry to the building and various services. I've just been chipped myself. It's not a painless process, but it doesn't last too long, not too difficult. Minor surgical procedure, which basically involves a little chip the size of, I suppose, of a grain of rice being inserted under your skin, and you can then go off and have it programmed and then do various things inside the building. Let's go and have a look. And here's Hannes Schoblad, who is in charge of this whole chipping operation. Now, you've been chipped yourself. Where's your chip?
Yeah, I have a chip right here, which I use to access the entire office.
So let's see if we can get into this particular.
This is how I do it.
Okay.
No need for passcodes.
And there it is. So, what else can you use this for? Is it just for gaining entry to doors? Because that would seem a fairly simple thing.
Absolutely not. I mean, with this technology, I interact with all kinds of devices all around us. It can be normally my smartphone. I unlock my smartphone, my computer, I unlock my bike. All kinds of things that are now part of the greater connected Internet of Things.
But inside this building, you'll be able to do what else? What other thing will you be able to do?
Oh, I open the front door. I open various office rooms.
Pause this right here. Is this really that groundbreaking a technology? Do you really need to get a chip implanted so that you can do any of the stuff that he just described? I can do every bit of that, and so can you, without having a chip implanted in me. I can get into a door. I can unlock my car. I can use my phone. I can use a photocopier. I don't need to have a chip implanted. If they think that's going to somehow make them more secure, I mean, come on. It's been a common thing in science fiction where they've got a biometric of somebody's hand. They've got to get into a place or somebody's eyeball. They did in Minority Report. You just take their eyeball out. You cut off their hand or whatever. I would rather have my key stolen, actually, than to have that happen. But what really offends me about all this is the gee whiz attitude by these reporters and by this technology company saying, isn't this groundbreaking? Isn't this special? There's nothing special about this. We need to understand how sinister this is going to be come, the use of this is going to become, and that's what he says in the very next section. Continue playing this, guys. I want you to get
the copy machine so that I can log into it.
So you can print just by putting your hand against the printer.
Exactly. So it's instead of having some clumsy device in my pocket, I just put my hand on the reader. If we help show people that this is really not that complicated, it's making our lives easier, I think people will actually welcome this tool to make their lives easier.
And is there a sort of wider philosophy behind it?
We are early adopters of this technology. We experiment with it. We learn it, how it works. Because I think that there might be a day when the tax man or corporates will come to us and say, hey, try this chip, try this implant. And then we, the biohackers, who understand this technology, we will be able to question their proposals.
Oh, he's going to be the good guy who's going to save you from the bad corporation, the bad government, the tax man, who is forcing this chip on you? Come on. He doesn't need to actually put the chip in and use it to understand the sinister purposes of it or to even hack it. It's going to be very easy to hack that, just like it's going to be very easy to hack your car. They're already talking about how the Internet of Things doesn't even have the security that the Internet has. So this is something that it really disturbs me to see this happen. I don't want to go back to your calls. Let's go to Switchblade in Texas. Switchblade, you want to talk about North American Union?
Yes. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
We at Anonymous North Texas have actually been focusing on this for about a year now, and I remember many mentions of the 2005 reports put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, and you were speaking earlier about David Petraeus at the Margaret Thatcher Conference for Liberty after America What. Well, in October, they published on CFR.org a task force report for North America, Time for a New Focus. Here's the kicker. Everything you're saying has been going absolutely correct, but it's being chaired by David Petraeus and Robert Zoellick. For listeners, Robert Zoellick is the chairman for the International Board of Advisors for Goldman Sachs, and he's the former president of the World Bank.
And a trade representative, too, right? Representative negotiating some of these treaties. Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
This starts with the Keystone XL pipeline merging energy sectors between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. They're wanting to create a shared workforce through travel visas and also include the pathway. They're going to use NAFTA to embrace the TPP. Canada and Mexico are already on the TPP. The Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership, the TTIP, they're making the argument that if North America was represented as a whole on the National Security Council, then it would have been no problem getting them on the TTIP, whereas right now they're facing some backlash for that. So this is all going down into disease control, trade agreement, into complete consolidation of economies. And as you alluded to earlier, you know, we can't just take a falling economy, mix it with a barely stable economy, and have good economy. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, if anybody wants to, if anybody out there is scratching their head, if you voted for a Republican and you're wondering why they're not doing anything about the border situation or illegal immigration, and yet they have just voted for the 10th time about the Keystone Pipeline, passing it yet again, even though Obama says he's not going to sign it. I'm sure that that's negotiable. I'm sure if they give him something he wants or something he can give to his base, he will. They are going to push this thing through. And as I've said before, if you understand who is going to benefit from this Keystone Pipeline, you know who owns the Republican Party. But it's not even important enough to know that. Just know that they are bought and sold by some corporate interests. And, of course, TransCanada, which is running the Keystone Pipeline, they're obviously going to benefit from this. And they've been given in Nebraska courts the right to come in, and as a foreign Canadian corporation, they can come in and use eminent domain to take people's property in Nebraska. What's going on with that? Are you okay with that? I'm not okay with a foreign corporation doing that. They'd like to talk about how a Keystone Pipeline is going to be built completely with private funds, except they're going to use eminent domain to take private lands. And this is what it's about. It's about destroying our economy, destroying our sovereignty, and that's why the Keystone Pipeline and open borders, it's not just the fact that they're going to put open borders and the immigration issue on a back burner so they can deliver for their corporate masters, it's that these are all interconnected with the North American Union, as our caller is just pointing out. Go ahead. You had some good information. Keep going.
Well, that pretty much gives it the summary. I am limited on time here, but what I do recommend to people is if you Google that, if you Google North America, Time for a New Task Force, CFR will pop right up on there. There is so much information embedded in this. Basically, you'll realize that every hot news story that you've heard for the past year, year and a half is all intertwined into this report. My prediction that I put out there on our own platforms is this will see the Keystone go through like we're already starting to see now, and the next Republican president, which will be kind of like Obama had a full Democratic majority, will have a full Republican majority. That's when we'll see it enacted fully.
And I think it's very important to see who signs on as a supporter, as a politician, to see who signs on to these trade agreements. These are the people who have sold their soul to the globalist elite. If you look at David Petraeus, just as the caller pointed out, he's heading up these talks. Of course, he's now become a regular attendee at Bilderberg. That's the way these things are going down. Of course, he was the one talking a couple of years ago about the Internet of Things when he was CIA director, how they were going to listen to you through your home appliances. And, of course, people laughed about that. Science fiction. They would never do that. Okay? They're doing it now. Let's go to Scott in Washington. Hang on, Scott. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to come right back to you after the break. We've got Justin in Maryland. We've got The Watcher and several other callers that are on the line. We'll get back to our calls right after the break. That number is 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify, and Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary Yin Chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Henry Kissinger, oh, I'm missing you. You're the doctor of my dreams. With your crinkly hair and your glassy stare and your acumen and your schemes. All right, so people say that you don't care, but you've got Kissinger, Henry Kissinger. Oh, we're missing you.
Kissinger, or Henry Kissinger update. There we go. That tune was playing through my mind the whole time I was at Bilderberg last year, and we were looking for pictures of Henry Kissinger, basically. We were so close that we got pictures that nobody's ever gotten at Bilderberg before, confirming who was there. And, of course, David Petraeus, who we were just talking about, he was there. Now Henry Kissinger shows up again. I guess the bon vivant of war criminals shows up to testify to John McCain and his Senate panel. And they were protested by Code Pink. Here's a clip of that. Kind of a tame demonstration. And when I looked at this, there's George Shultz telling him, go away, go away. So you've got a panel there in front of McCain. You've got George Shultz. You've got Henry Kissinger. And you've got Madeleine Albright. And John McCain calls the protesters scum. When I heard that, get out of here, you low-life scum, I thought he was talking to his panelists. But no, he was talking to the protesters. Madeleine Albright, remember, she was the one who was asked, there's been 500,000 people, children, actually, more than that in terms of people, 500,000 people have died from your embargo in Iraq. Is it worth it? And she didn't argue. She didn't say, no, there haven't been 500,000 people die from that. There haven't been 500,000 children die from that. She said, no, it was worth it. It was worth it. That's one of the attendees. And, of course, you've got George Shultz and Henry Kissinger with his long list of things, Vietnam and Chile, as they called him out on. One of the things, though, that I thought was strange when I watched it, and Kurt Nimmo picked up on this, was, look, they're not doing anything to throw these people out. I mean, they were just standing back. It was almost like it was a little, kind of a very tepid demonstration there, kind of a, I don't know how to characterize it, but they weren't doing anything. I mean, you didn't have thugs rush in and taser them like we see being done routinely in our high schools to people who aren't doing anything. No, they just kind of laid back and let these guys shout, and then Senator McCain talked about what a great person Henry Kissinger was. Of course, Kurt Nimmo points out that Code Pink does have connections to the Soros Foundations, the same people who are calling for a North American passport. I don't know that these people were necessarily, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll say that they really don't like Henry Kissinger, that they were really sincere in doing this, but I would also say there's probably individuals in the organization that knew this was going to happen, that passed the word on to the National Endowment for Democracy, which is linked to them, which is a documented CIA front. They probably passed that on, or even if they didn't pass it on, they allowed this demonstration to go for a while so that they could look like they were rising above it. An absolute war criminal. But these are the people who are plotting the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement. These are the people, David Petraeus and others, who are now working at the next level after what they have done at North American Union, and they are rolling out and making it public what they have done 20 years on into the North American Union. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go to the Watcher. You want to talk about autopilot and cars. Go ahead.
Hey, David. It was great to talk to you. I think you're one of the best
Well, thanks for calling.
On the airwaves right now.
Thank you.
Okay. Years ago, we were doing that already. We were controlling aircraft remotely.
Oh, yeah.
For the alphabet soup companies. When I say we, I'm not alone in it. Many, many people have already done it. At the time, it was for basically, covert monitoring of criminals, but that has all changed.
I always thought it was very interesting, just the timing, the fact that, hey, right after we have the 9/11, all of a sudden they've now instantly got drones ready. It's kind of like the way they had all the X-ray machines set up when the underwear bomber ran through. They already had the X-ray machines designed, built, and on the loading docks ready for delivery to your airports. And it's like same thing happened with drones. It takes a very long time to put these things out there. They made it public after 9/11, and most people didn't talk about that. Hang on, if you can, after the break, we'll come back to you, because I do want to talk about that. I do want to talk about the fact that they've been doing this for a very long time. I remember seeing pictures of commercial airlines that were crash testing. They'd load them up with dummies, they would crash them into the ground, and of course they were flying them remotely. And we know that in the 60s, they were talking about, in Operation Northwoods, flying buildings into planes and blaming it on Cuban terrorists. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back to your calls in just a moment. We were talking to someone, the watcher from FEMA 9, and he was talking to us about his experience with autopilot technology. I want to go back to him. Before we do, I want to tell you about a new product we have at InfoWars Life. And of course, as far back as Roman times and for thousands of years, oil of oregano was traditionally used to support digestive health. But of course, if you've ever used it, you know that it burns your mouth if you take it in liquid form. So what we've come up with is a new nutraceutical form of highly active oregano oil in an easy-to-take capsule form. It's time to support your body's natural immunity, and of course, it also supports our operation here. You can get it at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWars Life's Oil of Oregano Capsules, and that's available now. That's one of our new products. Let's go back to the watcher from FEMA Area Number 9. Tell us about your experiences with autopilot technology.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things. Installing them is very, very common. Now, the difference between an autopilot and remotely controlled is obviously some way to communicate with the autopilot from somewhere else. And that, those systems you can literally buy online, and they go through internet, or they go through Wi-Fi, or they go through satellite, you name it. Those systems have been around for many, many years. And as you said, you know, they weren't flying, nobody was flying those aircraft when they were doing the crash testing. So, and if you think about it, there's two things real quick. The military does not mothball something until they have something to replace it. The SR-71 is mothballed. A lot of things have been mothballed, so obviously they have something to replace it. The autopilots, you've got remote control cars everywhere. Okay, so what you see that they have, yeah, the drones popped out. Those have been around for a lot longer than that. When I was in the military, we had drones, and that was in the 80s. So there's a lot of things that, are out there. Like, you look at the DARPA things on YouTube, Atlas, that's 20 years ago. They're just for show.
They're not showing you the state-of-the-art stuff. And I think it's interesting that Operation Northwoods, which has been declassified, that was in the early 60s when they wanted to go after Castro's Cuba, and they were talking about using remote control planes to fly into buildings and simulated terrorist attacks. And so you got to ask yourself, well, they had it in the early 60s. How much earlier did they have it before that? I've been told that they had F-4 Phantom jets that were able to remotely pilot them and land them on aircraft carriers. I mean, did you see anything like that?
No, I didn't work on the F-4, but I worked on other aircraft. But see, the other thing is that the technology we see, that's nothing compared to what they have. And they're using continuously. The alphabet suit companies have a lot more than you can even imagine. But it's far, it's far past what anybody believes it could be. So there's so many people who are asleep and lost that they have no clue what it is. So we watch these movies in the media and all sorts of things like that, and we see this sci-fi technology, and it's not science fiction, it's reality. And if you have a chance, if you could talk to me on the break and give you my contact information, I would love to talk with you for hours about a lot of different subjects. I've worked sort of a covert engineer, okay? So if you've got time, give my number.
Sure, yeah. Give your contact information to, you guys grab his contact information. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Bob in Michigan. You wanted to talk about eminent domain. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to connect a couple more dots when you were talking about the pipeline and the all the little scams they're trying to do. Well, we'll sign it if you give me something, you know, all the criminals. If you, your listeners want to go back and probably on some search engine, look up the Kelo case. This is a Supreme Court case where it gave almost carte blanche to eminent domain, and it wasn't for any public use or any noble thing like it's kind of mentioned in the Constitution. This is a an aberrant version of this used in the corporate United States to and people, please understand that we're not dealing with this with the Constitution you think you are, and this is why they did it, and they're going to use the background of that Kelo case to just decimate any of the property they want, just pick it up and shove you off, and if you don't like it, you know, they'll send a SWAT team out or whatever for you, and but don't think for 1 minute that this has anything to do with the Constitution. This is how far down the tubes we're coming. I just wanted to make that other connection for you. Because the Kelo case, when I saw that come out, I just shook my head. And, not only is it draconian, it has nothing to do with our rights. And people get into these things sometimes and they start, you know, going up and down about, oh, my rights, this, that, or the other thing. This is an administrative agency. It's a fourth illegitimate arm of government. Please just understand that's what you're dealing with.
Oh, absolutely. And for people who are just tuning in, we were talking about the Keystone Pipeline and the fact that they're bragging about this. Oh, this is a privately funded pipeline. Well, why won't you let this happen? And, of course, The profits are going to be kept privately. But you have a corporation, a foreign corporation, a Canadian corporation that is now going to be coming into the United States and going into people's homes, their farms. One particular case in Nebraska, I read where the people were fighting it. It was a family farm that had been in the family for over 100 years. And they're coming in and saying, we want it for our pipeline. We have a business. It's like, time out. I have a business, too. I have a family farm business that's been in business for 100 years. Who are you to tell me that you're going to take my property when I don't want to sell it, and you're a foreign corporation? That's the way this is turning out. As the caller just pointed out, they established their precedent using their politically appointed judges to do this sort of thing. Now they're taking it to the next level. It's one of the ways that they're going to get us off of the land and push us into the cities, just as we were talking about yesterday with Agenda 21. That's why you need to educate yourself about this. We talked to Rosa Corey. We sell the book, Behind the Green Mask, the UN Agenda 21. Educate yourself not only about what their plans are, but how to shut their plans down when they come in with their magic dog and pony show that they put on that's been scripted by the RAND Corporation, their Delphi techniques to come in and try to convince the local residents that this is something that's just happening locally, that they're a part of this. No, they're being used as dupes. They're being used as pawns, and you can shut that down if you understand what's going on. And she gives you tips for how to shut that down. And believe me, it is going on in your area, wherever you are. Let's go to James in Michigan. Go ahead, James.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to share with everybody a contest idea that I've been messing around with in my head. It would be the Real Rick Ross Rap Contest. And if you guys consider it, that'd be great. I'd enter in myself.
A Real Rick Ross contest? What was the detail about? Say that again.
A real Rick Ross rap contest.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
It could either be people call in with their, one or two verse raps, or maybe just a full fledged video that gets submitted to InfoWars. I prefer that too.
All right, we'll pass it on and see what Alex wants to do. I've got someone here who has called in. He says he disagrees with us strongly about vaccines. Matt in California. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes, hello. This is Matt, and I'm calling from Occupied Ocotlán. I wanted to take issue with you anti-vaxxers, right-wingers, rednecks, who are trying to blame this measles outbreak and diseases, bed bugs, on our dreamer brothers and sisters from the south of the border, trying to blame this on our undocumented citizens. It's an outrage. It's hate speech.
Have you heard, I'm sorry, hang on a second. Have you heard me blame it on immigrants?
You don't have
to. Don't put words in my mouth. Tell me why you think we should be forced to be vaccinated. What gives you the right to tell me that I should get a shot, that my children should be shot? What gives you that right?
Do you have a right?
Do you have some science to back that up? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The science of vaccines, if I can speak, the science of vaccines, which work effectively 100% of the time, and the white race.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. You haven't read the CDC memo, have you? It was 99% last week. Now they're telling people it's 97%. So it's not 100% even by their own statistics. I understand the technology of vaccines. I understand passive immunity as well. I also understand it. Do you know what adjuvants are?
Let me tell you what. I cannot.
Do you know? Wait. Answer me the question. You want to talk about science? Ask me. Tell me, do you understand what adjuvants are and why they're used?
You're trying to change. Listen.
No, I'm not changing the subject. That's on vaccines. Adjuvants, let me educate you about this. Adjuvants are things like aluminum, formaldehyde, MSG. They're put in there to try to provoke an immune response. You know why they give kids MMRs twice? Because it doesn't always take. So they try to provoke your immune system. When they provoke your immune system, it still doesn't work for some of the kids. That's why it's not 100% effective. Some of the kids will have adverse reactions to it, unintended consequences. Do you think we should be educated as to what those risks are? Do you think I, as a parent, should make that decision? Or should you and the government make that decision for me, Matt?
I believe that the government should make the decision because you are not qualified because you're clinging to outdated beliefs. And white privilege is what
you have means. No right to tell me. You play the race card. Baloney. This is about the science, and this is about families, and it's about people having the right to make the decisions about their families, about their lives, an informed, educated opinion. You don't know the first thing about vaccines. Don't tell me that you're going to force me with a vaccine. You're going to try to shoot me or shoot my kids with something I don't want. You better have a gun instead of a hypodermic needle. I don't need any more of this call. Let's go to Mark in California. Mark.
Yeah, I'd just like to rectify a mistake you made in regards to a plan back in the 1960s that they were going to fly buildings into planes. Could you embellish that?
Yeah, no, planes into buildings. I say buildings into planes? I'm sorry, no. Yeah, that was Operation Northwoods. Okay, let's go to Justin in Maryland. Justin, go ahead.
Hey,
go ahead. You're on.
Let that last caller be asleep by himself, David. I'd like to shout out the whole InfoWars All-Star team. You, Jakari, Alex, Leanne, all of you guys. And the Nice and Iodine is pretty good. I just wanted to let you guys know that. And people in Maryland are waking up. We got rid of the Democratic governor last time, and we got a Republican in there. And, you know, just letting you guys know, keep doing what you guys are doing. I've been pulled over like 5 times by other people looking at my bumper stickers. And you guys are catching fire. Everybody loves you guys. So thank you.
They pulled you over because of the bumper stickers to tell you that they know about InfoWars? Is that what they pulled you over for?
Just other people while I'm on the road at almost
off
the road. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, people are listening, man. You guys, you know, doing great, man. I love you guys.
Well, that's great. Thanks for the support. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, there really wasn't any point to talk to that last guy because he basically just wanted to try to turn this into racism. Do you understand how they do that with every issue? They don't want to talk about the issue. They don't know anything about vaccines. They don't know anything about the stuff that's put into the vaccines. If you want to talk about vaccines, certainly I understand the theory behind it. We talked about passive immunity when we were talking about Ebola, that giving people convalescent serum. I understand how antibodies work. Do you understand that once you put aluminum in the vaccines, you're talking about an entirely different game? And no, I don't ever agree that the government should make those decisions for me or for my family. I will never agree to that. My freedom is more important than any bogus safety or security issues that you're going to give me. And I am never going to take those decisions that belong to me. I'm never going to surrender those decisions to a government, and neither should you. Every time they offer you security and safety, if you just give up your liberty, you realize, of course, that you never get the security. You never get the safety. Why is that? You ever think about that? You ever think about the fact that somebody who is a slave doesn't have any safety or security? You know, the kind of security you're going to get is the kind of security you get in a maximum security facility. That's a prison. You're just putting yourself and your children in a prison when you give up and surrender your rights because you think something is going to be safe for you. Vaccines are not safe. They're not effective. Even the CDC talks about what's in the vaccines. We need to have that conversation. People need to be informed of the risk. Do you think that maybe there's something up when the CDC is more concerned about a measles outbreak than they are concerned about Ebola, where they take more precautions about measles than they do about Ebola, where they keep telling everybody, don't worry, Ebola's not going to get out of hand, but, oh, measles is out of control. We need to take the children away from their parents. We need to kick the kids who aren't vaccinated out of schools. You understand there's a different agenda going on. You understand you're being lied to when you see that sort of thing. Measles is a childhood disease. I had it as a child. It's not a big deal if you get it as a child. In my generation, parents wanted their kids to get measles early. They would send us down to the neighbor's house to get measles because that gave us real immunity. And it was something that was a very minor thing. We put that risk up against the risk of autism or other immune system reactions that have very negative life-transforming consequences for the child, for the entire family, and we, as parents, will make that decision. and we're not going to be sidetracked by some kind of silly racist argument. It's not racist to be concerned about the vaccines and to make the decisions for your family. There was an article that was up on Reason Magazine that asked, is lying about marijuana a prerequisite to become attorney general? And they're talking about the new appointee who is supposedly going to take Eric Holder, Eric Holder's place, and she's talking about just how dangerous pot is. And they say that when Senator Sessions was interviewing her, he admitted in an interview that he was heartbroken last year when Obama admitted, talking to the New Yorker, that they say is something that's obvious to anyone who considers the evidence. He said alcohol, as measured by acute toxicity, as measured by impact on driving ability, frequency of addiction, and the long-term effects of heavy consumption, is more dangerous than marijuana. Now, we can have this discussion as to which of these things is worse. But again, it comes back to the issue about legal issues, about are we going to trade our liberty and our rule of law for safety, for the promise of safety. I don't use either one. I don't use pot or alcohol. I really don't care which one is more or less harmful. That's a decision for individuals to make. It's not a decision the government should make. It's not a decision if you're someone who doesn't use it. You should not be wanting to pay to lock up a higher proportion of our population in prison than any other country on the planet. You should rebel against that. And one of the things they say was Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, is a just-say-no prohibitionist. We don't have marijuana prohibition. They never passed an amendment to the Constitution. We had that for alcohol. We got two amendments, one to make it legal again, one that prohibited it in the first place. We no longer respect the rule of law. That's the issue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Year after year, we watch the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary Yin Chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com. MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for the rest of the show here. We've got other people who are lining up to talk about vaccines. Let's go to Andrew in Illinois. Go ahead, Andrew.
I've only had the flu for about two times the past 35 years, and that was when I was talking to you having a flu shot that I caught the flu. Otherwise, yeah. I didn't get the flu.
Yeah. And, yeah, well, that's interesting. Yeah.
One more thing on with the InfoWars ordering. They put a $5 coupon in each order, but you have 12 orders and then 12 coupons there and order one coupon out of all of them. They should revamp that to award people who order frequently. And
okay.
I'd like to see them revamp that, you know.
All right, we'll pass that on. We'll pass that on. Thank you. And thank you for supporting us. Thank you so much. Let's go to Craig in California. Craig, you want to talk about flu shots also, I think.
Yes, it's almost noon in California. I wanted to say that there was a long time ago, I worked for Walgreens, and I don't like them. I don't go to their stores anymore, but I'll tell you why. Years back, I think it was about 8 years back, maybe more, they had some women in Michigan get flu shots. It had squalene, which is the white cells, I think, from the chicken. It had antifreeze in it. And hello, for the uneducated guy out there, think about this. If dogs or cats drink antifreeze, it'll kill them. And
yeah.
I don't trust the medical field. I'm also a military retired. I've actually talked to Alex Jones before. It's not my first time calling. It was about the diet issue a long time back. Anyway, the thing is, look at Xarelto. They're still advertising that on TV, and yet there's people bleeding to death internally. Why isn't that off the shelf? People out there need to start waking up because they are purposely poisoning people. And
absolutely. And you gotta wonder when you see, get a gas, fill up, and get a flu shot for free or something. What's going on with this? I mean, if I was going to get a shot, I would go to a medical facility. I wouldn't go to a retail store. And I'm seeing everybody sell these things. I mean, it's turned into a racket. And what we need is informed consent. Okay? There's two parts of that. We need to be informed about what the real risks are, what the real contents are. Read what's in the vaccines. And then they need to get our consent. It's ultimately my decision, my family's decision to make, parents' decisions to make for their children. That's the thing that concerns me the most, is that they don't care whether or not we consent. They just want to inject us with their pharmaceuticals. Thank you, Craig. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, you also wanted to talk about vaccines.
Hey there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
First of all, I want to congratulate you. That was spectacular. I love to see when we can throw the facts right down the face of people who are ignorant to the real facts out there.
Well, the thing that concerned me about it is that he didn't know anything about vaccines, but he also, the additives to them, but that he's trying to turn it into a racism thing. Like, we never talked about the origin of where it was coming. The only thing we talked about when we speculated about where this measles outbreak might have come from was patient zero, somebody who had actually been vaccinated. I mean, if this guy bothers to read the news, he can see people talking about how, yeah, I had my kid vaccinated, and it really bothers me. There was a story of a mom from Alaska who went to Southern California, went to Disneyland, and her child got measles, and she'd had her kid vaccinated twice for MMR, and the kid still got measles. And the mother ended up by saying, this is why we need to force everybody to take vaccines, because my child got it. And it's like, time out. Can you at least admit that the vaccine wasn't effective for your child? So why would you force that on me and not allow me to know what the risks are? I'm sorry, go ahead. I want to give you a chance to talk. Go ahead, Mike.
No. It just blows my mind how people cannot grasp such simple common sense in the things that are happening right now.
And yeah, they want to talk about herd immunity. It's a herd mentality. Why should we all have to have vaccines if the vaccines don't work? Thank you. Hang on. We're going to take some more calls in overdrive. Stay with us. Nightly News tonight at 7 p.m.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.